Vikings special teams coordinator Mike Prefer joins us entering and preparing for his fifth season with the Vikings. And I remember your first moment in the regular season as our special teams coordinator, a kickoff return to the house to open the season against Norv Turner, San Diego Chargers. I'm sure you remember that well.
103 yards, so I'll always remember that.
Yeah, and big plays on special teams has kind of been a calling card of yours and of your guys throughout your tenure here.
Well, I've been very blessed to have good returners. We've been blessed to have players that take special teams very seriously, that it's important to them, and they practice hard, they prepare hard, they play hard. So we've had some success here, and we have a lot of things we need to keep working on, and that's kind of been my focus all spring, the things that we need to work on the most this year. But they're responding well. The young guys are responding well. I was watching tape today from practice. I told Coach Fick, and I'm like, we got a long way to go. A lot of work to do, but we're getting there.
You want everyone to exude some leadership ability, and you don't want to necessarily highlight some over others because you want to be fair. But who are some of your leaders on special teams, in your opinion? Maybe some of the guys you use the most?
Right, I use the most, and the guys have been here longer, like Andrew Zendejo is becoming a leader. Audie Cole had his best year since he's been here last year, and he's only getting better. Marcus Sherrill's in his own way because he leads by example. He is a leader for us. Adam Thielen, in his short time he's been here, has emerged as a leader. So we've got some guys that really show how important special teams is. And the cool thing is that the rookies have come in, and we've showed a lot of clips from a year ago, and the rookies are like, wow. You know, they can see how good some of these guys are, and they want to emulate them, I think, you know, in the practice field, in the meeting room, of course, on game day as well.
I want to talk about your return group, specifically kickoff return, because Cordarrelle had such a sensational year as a rookie. Mm-hmm. The average came back a little bit, but people forget it was still sixth best in the NFL, and you did it while missing a couple of important components. Talk about that particular phase of your crew last year and how you thought they performed, given everything that you guys had to face throughout the season.
The best thing I think we did last year as a kickoff return unit, because Cordarrelle is such a threat, people don't always kick it deep to him. So when they don't kick it deep and they kick it short, we defended the field. We fielded every single ball that had to be fielded, and we got great position most of the time. In fact, we were second in the league in kickoff return field position. So at the end of the day, we did our job. Cordarrelle's average wasn't quite as good, but a lot of times if they kicked it short, he's catching the ball at the 8 or 9 yard
right.
line, getting to the 32. It's only a 24-yard return. We got the ball at the 32-yard
line.
Field
position is what matters more.
Yeah, field position means so much more than the kickoff return average. That's what a lot of people don't understand, but I know you do and our team does, that, you know, when they kicked it short, return it to the 42-yard line, it's only a 15, 17-yard return, but the ball's at the 42. Now our offense has got great field position, and we've done our job. We didn't score, but we gave our offense great field position.
Your kicking game, both the place kicker, Blair Walsh, and the punter, Jeff Locke, where are you at this stage in the offseason? What do you expect in 2015?
I think Blair's as strong as he's ever been. I think Jeff is as big and strong as he's ever been. They both had phenomenal springs so far. Going into training camp, I think both are very, very confident, and I expect big things from them.
Right. When you get to those positions, the kicker, the punter, so you want those guys to be confident, but you also want to keep them sharp, and you want to foster an atmosphere of competition. So
right.
How do you walk that line of giving them competition, but
right.
also saying to them, hey, I'm confident in you?
They're both very competitive guys. Well, you know, all the specialists are. They're very competitive. They are competing against the rest of the league, not only against the guys that already have jobs, but the guys that don't have jobs, because there's plenty of kickers and punters out there that are very qualified to kick and punt in the NFL that don't have jobs. And those are the ones that, you know, if our guys don't accomplish the goals that we've set for them, or not kicking or punting as well as we would expect them to, we're going to have to look elsewhere. But I also talk to them about how well they're doing. I'm going to be honest with them. I mean, that's from day one. We've been honest with each other, and they've both had great springs. In fact, I told them today how well they're doing, but that doesn't mean we're anywhere close to where we need to be.
When you get to training camp and you get in front of your group and you get in front of the whiteboard and you write down the goals for 2015, what are they going to be?
We want to help our team win. It's field position on kickoff return and punt return for our offense. It's field position on kickoff and punt for our defense. We need to make as many or all the field goals, you know, as many field goals as we can. Field goal block, we've got to put pressure on PATs now as well, like we've tried and done in the past. We've been successful here in the past doing that. So I'm just excited. You know, the number one goal for us, period, is the team goal, is to win games. And if our stats are good, great. If they're not, I don't care, as long as we win. And we've done our part to help win. You know, even after a win, if we haven't done our part, I'm a little bit disappointed, happy we won. Other games where we've done great on special teams, we haven't won the game. It's kind of shallow. So the number one thing is winning games, getting this team into the playoffs, and who knows.
Rest up during the break. Have a great 2015, all right?
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, bud.